It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
We've got Paul Keane of the Bats on the line. Kia ora, Paul. How are you doing?
Kia ora. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Amazing.
And I was just thing is, I'm actually just thinking about cooking.
Oh, and you
actual
are?
Actual food.
What's
actual
for dinner?
Food. Actually, it's not much cooking. It's going to be a salad. We figured it's a bit milder here today and feeling slightly summery. And I thought some lovely boiled potatoes with a salad and, you know, a bit of ham and, yeah.
Oh, sounds good.
That's on, yeah, first salad of the season.
Oh, no, true. It was so lovely and sunny here in Tamaki Makaurau today. I felt like a cat stretching out outside the law library today, which was delightful.
Oh, lovely. Isn't it great?
Amazing. But we're here to talk more than just food. Got some exciting things coming up, not least the next Bats album coming straight to us on the 17th of October. We've got Corner coming up. How are you guys feeling before that release? The 11th album you guys are releasing.
Yeah, no, it's 11 seems way too many for some reason. We never thought we'd get anywhere near this amount, and we're still going. Actually really loving what we've done with it. Bob's written some fantastic songs, and every time we do some recording, we tend to sort of try and find a different place to do it and maybe different engineers and things like that. So we work with Tex, who's a wonderful guy who's been involved in the whole Flying Nun music scene for quite a long time, doing live sound and studio work. So, and with The Clean, he did it with The Clean too. So it was lovely working with him and just changing the vibe a wee bit with what we've come up with there.
Yeah, totally. You guys have been making music for a really long time now, and I feel like your sound's really developed over the years. You just said that you've tried to go somewhere a little different with this next project. What direction did you guys try and carve out?
Well, it's got a lot to do with what Robert comes up with the song, and kind of what out of what he presents to us and what inspires the rest of the band to build on it. It's kind of like it's about now, really, a lot of the time. I think lyrically he's singing very much about now, and what's going on in the world and what's going on with our own lives and our own old bodies. you can't pin it down to saying this is all about the Bats and what's happening now, because it's the way Bob writes songs. It's you can take something out of it that means something for the individual listener. So we always like that. Yeah,
totally.
So it's good. It's good when you make videos as well. You don't want to make it too literal.
No.
So,
room for interpretation is always good.
We didn't have any gowns in the gown video.
I think it's really cool because I've obviously not lived through your whole releasing period, but I've gone.
No, when did you start?
I started listening to Robert Scott because my dad introduced me to him when I was a teenager. So my listening period of the Bats and I guess New Zealand music has been quite condensed. But it's so cool being able to listen to one project kind of all at once and then like hearing all the different sounds that came out over different eras rather than like obviously hearing things when they've been released. But yeah, I'm super excited for your upcoming album. You're also playing The Other's Way on the 29th of November with a stellar lineup. How are you guys feeling prepping for all of that?
Oh, we're really looking forward to it. We've played Other's Way about 7 or 8 years ago in the studio, and we absolutely loved it. It was this great vibe, and people are just all hyped up and ready for a good night. And I think we're going to be in the studio again, and I think we're on reasonably early, which is in some ways is good because it means we get a chance to go and see some of the other acts.
Exactly, perfect.
Yeah.
And you've picked some songs for us today. We're going to start with your Stereolab pick, This is Aerial Troubles. We'll be back so soon. Soph and I, my co-host, we love Stereolab, play them so much on the beer. And you've picked one from their latest album, Instant Holograms on Metal Film, which, and they've got such a large discography, just like you. What made you decide to pick this particular song?
Well, I was a bit out of touch with what Stereolab had been doing. One that really struck a chord with us was Dots and Loops, which they did, I think, back in the late 90s. And that's been an oft-played album for us. And sometimes I choose tracks from before we play, so we've got some nice cruisy music before we get on stage. And then I just, by chance, saw a clip of the new album. I thought, oh wow, this is cool, and explored a bit more, and it's their first album for a hell of a long time, so it was great to find that same kind of vibe and feeling that I remember from Dots and Loops, I thought, what a good one to play, because it's reasonably recent release. I think it was earlier this year, wasn't it? May?
Yes, early this year. And a surprise, as you say, I think after a decade or maybe 15 years, maybe I'm going insane. But yes, after a very long time.
A long time, yeah. I actually love French disco and a lot of that Emperor's ketchup. I'm not very good with remembering technical things and names and stuff like that.
That's okay. I do think they're overrated. You've picked another great song, Ben Woods, taking it back to Aotearoa, Lozenge. Let's have a quick wee listen to this one. I'm speaking to Paul.
It's not very long.
No, it's not. No. Perfect. I'm speaking to Paul Keane of The Bats, and this is 95 BFM Drive. This is Lozenge, Ben Woods. Love this track. Kia ora, cool, eh? Sorry, yeah. Such a cool track. I really like how yes, you are. You're here.
I really like how. I had to pinch myself for a minute.
Honestly, sometimes I get a little worried that when someone's coming from another channel, they're not going to be there. But you know what? It's okay. I really love this track. I love the how kind of fuzzed out his voice sounds, and it just kind of blends into the guitar really well. What made you pick this track?
Well, it's a favourite of mine from Put. I mean, I love the whole album, but it drags you out of that sort of really dramatic, slow, deep stuff that he does that I also love. But this is more of a pop song for jumping around to the dance floor too. But yeah, I just thinking about Ben, and he's a great musician, and he's been doing some wonderful stuff with the Port Noise here in Littleton over the last few years. And I think he's, apart from creating great music, he's also involved in great events, and he's going to be involved, I think, also with Silver Scrolls coming up, which is the big New Zealand Music Award thing from the APRA BODS, and that's going to be hosted in Christchurch this year. So looking forward to that later this month.
Yeah, no, amazing. He's doing so many things all the time. I feel like I'm always seeing new events and things that he's a part of, which is so cool. The last pick that's not your own, we've got a teenage fan club track called Sparky's Dream. Let's have a little listen to that one. Don't really want to fade this one down. Sophie and I were just having a little dance in the studio.
Excellent. More dancey stuff, eh?
Yeah, we love to dance here at 95BFM. We're always dancing. We'll even dance to the sad songs. We've been known.
Slow dance.
Slow dance? This is a
not
great. Oh no, not no. Well, you could slow dance to this song. No, sorry.
Yeah, you could.
That was a lie. we're listening to Sparky's Dream by Teenage Fan Club, a selection from Paul Keane of the Bats. For our listeners, if you have just tuned in, what drew you to this track?
It was pure chance, actually. I've known of Teenage Fan Club from way back when they were in their kind of a thing on the indie scene. I generally love bands from Scotland as well. King Crea. So there's lots of bands. I can't remember what names they are right now, but there's lots that I love from Scotland. And I thought, well, I've never really delved deeply into Teenage Fan Club. And then the other day we were just driving out the country and I found a CD stuck in the side of the door, one of those magazine, Mojo type magazine compilations. And I put it on and we didn't have the cover, so we didn't know what we were listening to. And I think Kay said, I think this might be Teenage Fan Club. So I did the Shazam thing, and sure enough, it was Teenage Fan Club. And I love that. I'm going to go and revisit this band that I kind of known about for years, but really have never delved fully into. And it's just wonderful at my age, I can still be kind of discovering music that really, yeah, strikes a chord for me. Yeah, it's great.
I mean, even for me, like, I find it astounding the amount of music every week that I can come across, and it's completely different or I don't know, super intriguing in a way that I've never really thought of before. So yeah,
there's so much music out there. What was it? Someone was saying 100,000 songs put on bloody Spotify or something every day or something stupid like that. And something like 30 or 40% of them are AI created.
No,
and
don't.
You're not going to get a vibe out of that.
You're going to get horrible vibes, awful vibes. We hate that. But that's okay.
Yeah, me too.
B listeners are safe. You're on the radio. No Spotify sometimes here,
I feel
baby.
Like the people, you know, some people might think, what a Luddite, you know. You know what Luddites are, don't you?
No, that's okay. We don't think that. People might think that of us too, to be honest.
Young Luddites, woo!
Thank God they still exist. So, many things coming up. B listeners, you can catch The Bats at The Others Way on November the 29th. And a little earlier, we've got an album coming out on the 17th of October called Corner
yes,
Coming
Up. Yes, big
day
up. On that day too.
Huge day.
Sorry, yeah.
No, continue.
Yeah. We're doing a live in-store at Flying Nun in Christchurch, 6 o'clock that day. So, and it's free for people to come along too. So.
Exciting. People
being
should
in Auckland,
pay down.
You might get a grab a seat. cheap flight.
Frequent flyer miles.
We're also on Jesse Mulligan's afternoon show on RNZ. And I think RNZ, Radio New Zealand National, I think they're good with music, New Zealand music and stuff, and like bit like the BNET stations. So, you know, they're our friends.
True that. We're going to play one more song, and it is by The Bats. Funny that. We're going to listen to The Gown, which you might be able to check out live at The Others Way if you're here in Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah. Playing this, and we'll be playing Lucky Day and a few others. Yeah,
few other songs. That sounds amazing. Thank you so much, Paul, for joining us on the show today. It's been a pleasure. I've loved all of the music, and I think the B listeners will have too.
Oh, good. Very good to hear.
This
lovely.
Is The Gown by The Bats. You're on 95BFM, and this has been What's Cooking.
The Bats are playing The Others Way, Saturday, November 29, presented by 95BFM.
Thank you. was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.